This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lightning bets in just a moment here on BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. We're live 9 a.m. to noon Eastern every single weekday, coast to coast on the BetQL network. And, of course, you can watch us, twitch.tv/BetQL. We appreciate the interaction there. And, of course, on YouTube, just search Odyssey Sports. You can watch us live there every single day. Anything you may miss throughout the show, you know you can get us on demand as a podcast wherever you get your podcast. Just search BetQL Daily. Be sure to follow or subscribe, and you'll get it all handed to you right there with no need to spin back or sit glued to your Odyssey app throughout the day, although we welcome you to do that as well. Great conversations about the draft today with Ryan Wilson of CBS Sports, Connor Allen of 4 for 4 with some unique angles on how to bet things, especially near the top of the first round, and some NBA playoff insights from Von Dalzell of NBC Sports as well, and plenty more on both tomorrow. You can bet on it as we push one day closer to the NFL draft. Lightning bets, though, may include some baseball, maybe some more draft looks as well. If you missed our draft of the draft, the hell do I mean by that? We drafted our favorite NFL draft bets. It's out on social media right now. Follow us on X at BetQL Daily. Props to the social media team for putting that together, including the voiceless Paul Aspen for getting all of our picks out there. Joe, you still have a voice and you have bets. What do you got for us today in Lightning Bets?
Another cool thing to check out that I don't know if this is brand new, but I'm glad it's been added, that if you're on the Odyssey app, which is how a lot of people listen to the show, you search up BetQL Daily or search BetQL Network. If you go under it, you see all of our segments and they're right there. You don't have to wait for a podcast and you just click on, oh, I missed Ryan Wilson. Here's Ryan Wilson. This 8:20 segment, just press it here, 8:20 Central Time. So very easy. So if you want my draft bets that we gave out, go back to that. Click on that segment. Click on the podcast. Yeah. We'll have a lot more over the next couple of days. But as far as Lightning bets, I'm going to stick with NBA and MLB. There's some twos out there for the Mavs. I think it's a big difference from 2.5. I like that. I will jump on that number. Dallas minus 2. We're going to have a 1-1 series. As far as Phoenix, Minnesota, going prop angles, and let's go Gobert. 12.5 rebounds, hitting that number. He had 16 in game one, 27 rebound opportunities in game one. We know he's going to control the paint, so I'm going over 12.5 boards for him. And Indiana, Milwaukee, favorite flips, interesting, total way down, but I'm going to go with Siakam. If Indiana's going to hang in this game, it looks like it's going to be him. It's tough to trust Halliburton at this point. 34.5 points and rebounds, had a million touches, ton of rebounding opportunities, big game one. I think he's going to have a big series throughout, especially with no Giannis. He was listed as doubtful. He's going to control the paint there. So going to go with Siakam, points and rebounds. That number's 34.5. And a couple of baseball bets that I'm looking at. Teams that do very well against lefties. Let's go first five, Astros minus 115 facing the Cubs. And let's go, we're getting plus money on the Diamondbacks. Yeah, we are. Plus 120 for the first five Diamondbacks. Another top five offense against lefties facing St. Louis.
Love it.
Here it goes. Baseball, man, and I know some I basketball.
Said I, I know I said I wanted to back the Suns, but that spread was at 4, then 3.5, then 3, and now BetMGM's at 2.5. So I think I might pass. Sounds like everyone agrees with us. This could be a Suns bounce back spot.
Yeah.
But I don't think side. I want to get – I don't know if I want to get involved. I kind of missed the good number throughout the show. It just keeps going down. All right. I'm going to tail the Rudy Gobert rebounds idea. I'll do 14-plus rebounds at plus 125. Can't decide what to do with James Harden. You mentioned the threes. Yeah. Over 2.5 threes is intriguing. I might have to do that one for him. Halliburton, I'm going to say under. I don't know if he is going to get it together. I don't trust him. Under 19.5 points. And to baseball... my favorite bet, Nats first 5 plus 195. If you want to know the advanced metrics of these pitchers, go back and listen to the show. Blue Jays first 5, I think there's value on them as well at plus 108. And then I didn't want to give this one away. They're 3 games back in the division. The Oakland A's are 500-1 to win the division.
Oh,
what if something crazy happens? Yes, I love it. 500-1.
What?
I mean, I don't know if the Rangers are going to be as good as they were last year. The Mariners, we've already discussed, we don't trust. And the A's are, you know, I know it's still young in the season, 3 games back. I think it would be a great story. And at 500-1, I'm betting it.
What? How many wins would it take to win that West? Probably a lower number than we thought a few weeks ago.
I mean, is 87 too high? I mean, that...
They're up to third
place. Low 80s? I know. That's what I'm saying.
Man.
It's not going to be the Angels.
Well, 500-1 is insane. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
True.
Great story. Yeah, I mean... If we time capsule this and come back around, it doesn't even have to be Labor Day. It doesn't even have to be like trade deadline. If we get to forget the All-Star break, even if we get beyond Memorial Day, I'm only talking like another 5 weeks from now. And this is still looking the way it's looked to this point. Cash out queen might have to make an appearance, Hawk. I mean,
oh yeah, I'll put a dollar on it and cash out for $250.
It's a good look, good long shot look, our Oakland A's. I like them today, at least on the mound against the Yankees. So I'll start with baseball. I'll start Nats first 5 money line against the Dodgers. I'm tailing baseball Hawk there. Sure, why not? Corbin's underlying metrics against Paxton's underlying metrics. I'm betting on the XFIP here. Minnesota minus 1.5. Yeah, Minnesota run line against the White Sox. That is the bet every single day until it stops paying out. Run line fade of the White Sox. Phil's Reds first 5 under 4.5, as well as I mentioned A's Yankees first 5 total under 4.5. And Orioles on the run line against the Angels tonight is better than even money. Grayson Rodriguez on the mound against Griffin Canning. Hoops tonight, Mavs minus the 2 where you can get it against the Clippers. Kyrie PRA, another Hawk fade there, over 34.5. And to steal a line from our friend Jakob, Lillard first field goal, plus 650. Sure, why not? he was second best on the team at drilling the first field goal this season, behind only Giannis. And Giannis most likely not going to play tonight. Hockey. Rangers Caps. Rangers go up 2-0 in the series. Take them on the puck line. It's just about even money. And throw in a Panarin anytime goal as well. The Breadman plus 125 to score. Tampa Bay bounces back against the Panthers plus 150. Kucherov over 1.5 points at plus 125. And we get the Avs and the Jets coming back to earth. Both teams going to try and focus on defense because that's what Winnipeg has done all year. Colorado, because they scored 6 goals and still somehow lost the damn game to Winnipeg in game 1. So both teams will dial it back, play more defensive-oriented, playoff style postseason hockey. Take the under 6.5, a big fat number there, and an under opportunity in game two between the Avs and the Jets. Mr. Flippy Slippy, bet slips and bat flips at 2 p.m. Eastern. Do you have anything to add, Jake?
White Sox.
Mr. Flippy Slippy, I thought we were done talking about my weekend. Anyway, I will be on the A's money line because it's a fade of Stroman, 2.42 ERA, but his FIP is 4. And Blackburn, even though he has a 1.08 ERA, he's got a 2.7 FIP, which is still pretty darn good. So, yeah, that I regret that joke. That was grosser.
Too late.
Out loud than
Everybody
I thought it was in my
it,
head. But
your mom.
Anyway, you know what? You stand by it. Also, I'm going to add, just for funsies, home run play of the day because it's been a while. Byron Buxton has not hit a home run since July 21st of last year. Going against the White Sox and Eric Fetty today. Had a rest day yesterday to get the mind right. I like the spot. 4-1 on BetMGM for him today. And the rest of the card on Bet Slips and Bet Flips.
Yeah, how the Royals doing? Whatever.
Royals lost yesterday. Wasn't great. Blue Jays came to life for once. But listen, because the AL Central is such a gauntlet because the Cleveland Guardians are going to keep being the best team in the league. That's something that'll happen. I had Trotter text me, should we bet what? Josh Naylor MVP? I was like, no. What are you, nuts? He goes, I don't know. Like, the price is crazy. I go, just say out loud, Josh Naylor, AL MVP. That doesn't even sound right. I'm sure he's a wonderful person.
Who is the run differential? Plus 52, Jake. They are winning by an average of better than 2 runs per game.
Okay. You can have all that. I'm sticking with the Royals.
What do you think about Aaron's Oakland bet?
For the division?
Yes.
I mean, the A's have, I thought they would go over the win total. I thought they'd be somewhat competitive. They're playing better than even I thought. I don't think they're going to win the division. I still think that rotation isn't a division-winning rotation.
It's the numbers play.
Right, but at the numbers play, like she said, for a dollar and then you cash out at half the price in a couple months, I don't hate it. Like, if you're playing it as I'm going to play it for the number and try to get a cash out later in the season. Yeah, I don't hate that look. I don't think that maybe something crazy happens and they win the division and we get a Hawk cash out and they win the division. Then it's like, oh, I should have never cashed out. And it would be really, really funny and good content. But
well, that always happens to me. But the Rangers were like, what? No one expected them to win the division last year. I guess they didn't technically. Or did they?
It came down to the last game. I forgot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think I missed that bet, but I bet them as a long shot. I think the division's open at 500-1. Put a dollar.
It's a good cash out queen angle. Absolutely. we'll be back tomorrow and a day closer to the NFL draft and more game twos around the NBA playoffs to talk about, as well as the Stanley Cup playoffs and baseball. For Brian Gerch, for Jake Hassan, Paul Aspen, Aaron Hawksworth, and Joe Ostrowski, I'm Chris Mack. This is BetQL Daily.